Pasuk says in Iyov, Shishim Chochmo, Oyech Yom Tvuna. Shishim Chochmo, old people, Ezrech Te Chochmo. Oyech Yomim, person has Arichas Yomim, Pashtus also, old people. Ezrech Te Tvuna. Shaila is Tfuna is a higher majega from Chochma. But what's the difference? Yishishin and Oyech Yomim. This means old people. That means old people. Why is one Zeichet the Chochma, one Zeichet the Tfuna? The Nafkamina says the Radak. Oyech Yomim is people that they live without Yisurin. They're Zoichet Tvuna. Without Yisurin. The Shaila is upgefrekt Ale Gedele Yisur. Yisurin. Shein Kamoy, we see. By Gedoilim. The most Gedoilim. They had this with the Yotzeh from Rav Shach. Moy Yudiki Yisurin, they lived through and they watched those. They were Zoichet Tvuna. So what does it mean without Yisur? So I heard a pshat, like I heard in the mirror. Pshat is not without Yisurim. Pshat is that they didn't let the Yisurim get to them. Pshat is they rise above the Yisurim. Then there was Zoichet Tfun. It's impossible to look at this pasuk and not think about the Shiva that Shiva said. Anybody that saw him, he was machayev everybody. His Yisurim didn't only start when he got sick more than 22 years ago before he became a Shiva already. Shiva said he came from America. It wasn't an easy road. When he first came, he had people that wanted him to stay in America. His great uncle, the Shishira Blazer Yudel, he was behind him and fighting him to stay. He went back and he came back again. People think he came off the plane and that baseball cap everyone talks about, he threw it off and he jumped in. He fought for it. And you could see it on him when he used to speak about it. But you do have to assume that I was able to see. Kabaye said, Kabaye the Mashkiach said by the Levaya, Azevi, an Eshoma on a goof. You saw a person working without a goof. When you spoke to him, you thought he wasn't understanding you. He knew everything that went on in the yeshiva. Every problem a person had, you could go to him and you can speak to him about. On a goof is Avos HaTorah. Azeri, the Befol said by the Levaya, Befol Shmulevitz. Sar HaTorah, he said. He was Sar HaTorah. It's Avos HaTorah. It was Meredik. I was able to learn with him. We won't get into it now. There's a lot to talk about. But watching him wobble in, I used to come to learn on Shabbos, sometimes he wasn't there yet. There were times that the Rebbe thought he wasn't going to make it. Shabbos, he was very schwach, but he tried very much to learn as many hours as possible Shabbos. One time, Taka the Rebbe told us to go home already, he's not going to make it. Make a broch, she gave us a piece of cake, eat a piece of cake, and then go home. She was not coming today, I don't think he's going to make it. 2 seconds later, the door busts open to the living room. She was standing there, holding on to the doorpost for dear life. Mamish, with a pillow in his other hand, takes the pillow and he throws it onto the couch. That meant he was going right onto the couch. Well, he started by the table and then he moved his way onto the couch. He's going straight to the couch. She didn't let us help him, also he was always makpid. until he mamish needed, someone shouldn't help him. He jumped over to the couch and he said, "No, finish eating, let's learn, lama learning. Lama learning," this was his life. A gishmak he got from the learning, a gishmak he got from a vort. He had a diak once in Rashi, I showed him that the Rishash takes out that word in Rashi. He looks at me and says, "That's no fun. I'm steiging. We have to figure out ourselves." But the chiddush, what I want to get to quickly, the chiddush by what I saw by the Rishiva was not only his avas atayr for himself and his growth for himself and his ability to rise above Yisum for himself, to say that he vaks place with Yisum, but he wanted everybody else to grow. He was worried about everybody else also with his Yisum. He demanded from us, and he was willing to do whatever it took, whatever he had to do, for anybody in Klal Yisrael to grow. He opened his doors to Gantz Klal Yisrael. There's no room. We'll put up another building. No problem. They don't understand this year. We'll make English shiurim for everybody. Before said by the Dalai, the Agli Kulanu, he worried about all of us. He was talking about the Anhola, the Talmidim, all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael. I saw it. It bothered him. Somebody didn't have a seat in Shamli Simcha one time. They went to the Rashir. What are you doing going to the Rashir? He's going to help me. And Itaka did. He arranged for him a seat. There are thousands of people, thousands of seats. This one person didn't have a seat. It bothered him. He arranged for him a seat. Tell this one to come to him. We're going to speak to this one. He moved things around. And he arranged for this bacher a seat. I asked him for a chavrus. Everyone said, "How did you get a chavrus to Shabbos?" I went with him a few hours. I said, "I asked him, and it couldn't have been that I was so meridic, because I feel though I am and I'm not, but he didn't know me then. It was right when I came into the yeshiva. On my first days in yeshiva, I asked the yeshiva chavrus. He said, "Yeah." I said, "What do I do? Come tomorrow." This was Friday. Came Shabbos. Chavrus with the yeshiva. I asked him, "What do I have to do? I want to speak to the yeshiva one time." I asked him. He said, "Come to my house, 10:30 at night." I thought this Kabbalah's cow. I walk into the house, nobody's there. The Rebbetzin opens the door, come inside. He's sitting and eating. He's eating by the kitchen table. Sit down with the Rosh Hashiva. He gave me all the time in the world. And he gave it to everybody. Why? Because he wanted us to shteig. That's what we can take from the Hashiva. What can we do for him? That's what he wanted. To take from him. Inyan of Ben Adam L'Chaveir, not to only worry about ourselves, to worry about the Ander. He got it, he said, from Reb Leizer Yudel, the Shiva. His great uncle came to him one time in the middle of Shmona Esrei. When he was younger, he didn't realize he was davening next to someone. He was staring the person next to him. Reb Leizer Yudel walked over to him in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and he moved him in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And he said, "Help me in Shmona Esrei, Ben Adam L'Chaveir B'Seder, I'm davening." Said Reb Leizer Yudel that Ben Adam L'Chaveir is Eish. There's no room now for davening. And that's how he lived his life. And he knew that when he took on Shiva Samir, he was prepared to take on everything that came with it. And that includes every single bacha that came in, like his son said by the Levi. They like to say, "Ovi, Ovi," by a hesped, they open up, at least the Samir, they usually open up, the son opens up, "Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael, Ufarashok, Ovi, Ovi," his son said, "A tata, not only a tata, also a mame for Gantz Klal Yisrael," he said. And he was. Everybody felt it. People that didn't know him, I speak to them, they felt it. Met him one time. Philly, you didn't meet him. The Shiva said he was mashpia on all of Klal Yisrael. There's one thing, I was speaking to a friend 2 days ago, he didn't like about that esped. He says, "A tata and a mame," he said. I knew the Rosh Yeshiva. He was a father, a mother, and a sister, and a brother also for everybody. And that was with his Yisrael. He was able to give to the other. And sometimes it's hard, but we have to know. That's what we have to take from this. I'll end with one more story, how good he made people feel with a smile, with a good morning. We should learn from that also. He can do a lot for people. Even though we're not specialists in Avada, a smile from him was worth much more than a smile from one of us. But lav dafka, never know. One time we were learning with him, we were trying to pull him off the couch. He was schwach. We had to move him sometimes. This is one time Itaka needed our help. And it was like, Pashla Gufta was hefker, mamish. to pull all his weight, and we couldn't get him up. I had one hand, my friend had the other hand, and we were trying to pull and pull. And there she said, pull! Harder! Harder! And you're dealing with the yeshiva here. Kids, at one point I let go so that my friend can get a little bit more leverage. Very embarrassing moment, yeshiva. And flying. I'm from the couch. There was a chair right over there. Right, plopped right onto the chair. The friend that was holding him, friend, I never saw this shade of red in my life. And me and another guy were standing there. We wanted Mamish to run out of the room. Both for us and for this guy. Within a split second, not even, while we were all having these thoughts of how in the world we're going to get out of here, the Rashiva just looks up at him with two hands holding him while he's on the chair. You want to dance? This is what he was thinking of in this embarrassing moment of his life. What am I going to do to make this bacha feel better right now? Ease the moment. With a lot of jokes, he used to ease the moment. Not because he liked to make jokes. Because he cared about the people around him. That everything should go smooth and everything should go well. And that's what they always talked about in the Milamites of Hakim HaSager. New people come into yeshiva. We have friends in yeshiva. Sometimes things are not going so well. It's for us to look and to see what another person needs to steig. And with that would be Zeuche, like they said, he was Zeuche, Tamalchus from Torah. He was superhuman. People said he was superhuman. I think that was his secret. And that's what he used to say. When Mechuyiv, to emulate the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he used to say, what's the Midas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is to be a Nisan and to be a Nisan and to be a Nisan. To give, and to give. And that's what we have to learn how to do, to give. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo won't worry about us. That's how he lived, I could see it. He knew the Eved would take care of him. He worried about everybody else. Shtaka b'zoyche. He should be a melech for us. And we should take, they say, when a tzaddik is nifter, we have to chapa onto the hashpo, what they left behind. And we should take it, now it's in the world. Everybody, chapa rein, take it and learn from it, and let's grow from it. Okay.